Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up with the news you need to know before the weekend. Today, the Trump administration wants Pennsylvania officials to share personal data on food stamp recipients, or risk losing millions of dollars for food assistance. And meet the director of Stroudsburg nonprofit Sites for Hope in the latest Community Connection. It's Friday, September 19th. Let's get you up to date. First, we have an update on the fatal shooting of three police officers in York County. Law enforcement officials provided more details on Thursday about Wednesday's shooting of three officers in southern York County. Officials say the shooter was 24-year-old Matthew J. Ruth, who police had attempted to serve with a warrant for stalking and harassing an ex-girlfriend. Ruth was not at his home, but was inside his ex's residence, where police say he opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle. York County District Attorney Tim Barker said it's no secret why Ruth shot at Northern York County Regional Police.
There is one motive, though, that is clear for everything, and that is the hateful scourge of domestic violence.
A deputy sheriff and another regional officer were also wounded. We have updates on this at WVIA.org. Moving on to some statewide news now. The Trump administration has given a, quote, final warning to Pennsylvania officials. Either share personal data on food stamp recipients or immediately lose millions of dollars for food assistance. As Tom Reese reports for WVIA, today is the deadline.
In a letter obtained by WESA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture threatened Pennsylvania over its failure to hand over the names, addresses, and social security numbers of food stamp recipients. The agency says the state has until September 19th to comply, or the feds will withhold $115 million every 3 months. The USDA says it needs the data to combat fraud and waste, but Ann Sanders of Pittsburgh-based anti-hunger group Just Harvest says she worries the information will be used to track down undocumented immigrants who may live with children or others who receive benefits.
That's not what SNAP data is supposed to be used for. It's only supposed to be used for program evaluation and quality control and those purposes. And so we do have really big concerns.
In a statement Wednesday, the state said it, quote, continues to evaluate next steps. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Eide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now, to end things on a hopeful note, it's time for the latest Community Connection. This week, WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella meets Jennifer Pandolfo, Director of Services at Sites for Hope in Stroudsburg.
To say Jennifer Pandolfo is a dynamo is an understatement. As Assistant Director and Director of Services at Sites for Hope in Monroe, Northampton, and Lehigh counties, the regional nonprofit offers programs to help those with partial to total vision loss maintain their independence.
Sites for Hope, we are a nonprofit organization. We serve Monroe, Northampton, and Lehigh counties, and we work with people who are visually impaired and blind. We help provide them with the skills, support, and solutions to help enhance their self-sufficiency. So our goal is to help our clients become as independent as possible with their vision loss.
What are some of the specialized services your organization provides?
Transportation, that's our biggest service. To doctor's appointments, food access, like the grocery store or food pantries, to the bank and the pharmacy, or any type of social service where people need to get to these places in order to do their business. Our drivers are employees trained to be sighted guides. They help our clients from door through door, we call it, so that our clients are able to safely get out of their home, get to their destination, and then safely back home. And the drivers are there to help them along the way, make a new appointment, fill out forms at the doctor, find items and prices at the grocery store, to be the client's eyes until they've learned to do it themselves.
What kind of training do they have in order to work with different types of individuals?
Training that we provide is the sighted guide training. We teach them how to help lead somebody around and encourage that independence and not do for. So there's a fine line between helping and doing and helping them learn how to do it themselves. Independence and purpose, it's huge. Every client has a caseworker to help read their mail, pay their bills, fill out applications. Everything in today's world is so visual. So it's about learning how to do those things differently until they learn how to do it themselves. We have to teach these people how to do things differently because they no longer can do it using their vision.
For those who can't see or maybe just lost their sight, do you have anyone on your staff that teaches Braille so they can read as well?
Braille has to be taught from the vision rehab therapist. It's different than reading because you're using your hands. One thing that has been happening a lot lately is teaching our clients how to use technology. AI now can describe a room and explain what's in front of you. There's an app called Be My Eyes. You go online and become a volunteer for them. The visually impaired people call in. You have access to their back camera to be able to see what it is they need to see.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
It's awesome. It's a great app. But there's also a line of electronic devices that, again, will magnify or talk to you to let you know what it is that you're seeing. Most of the people that we help are so appreciative. They feel like we're a lifeline for them. A lot of them, like I said, they've lost their vision. They've had to quit their job. We've had a lot of people come to our organization who were professional people who had big careers, and now all of a sudden they don't. And they've lost their colleagues, they've lost their friends, they've lost their purpose. And now what? This gives them a place to go, feel like they belong, someone to teach them that life isn't over just because this happened to them, but that there's a hand to hold and that there's other people like them to help them get through this and find the other side.
Special thanks to Jennifer Pandolfo, Assistant Director and Director of Services for Sites for Hope, with locations in Monroe, Northampton, and Lehigh counties. Hear the rest of the conversation on our podcast, including special programs for children, at wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, how are we feeling? All up to date and ready for the weekend? Find more stories like this at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week. Now, I'll be off on Monday, but Kat Bolus will be here for you. So make sure you subscribe and tune in wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.